Hi guys, Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus saying hello and welcome to another edition of our Friday Drivecast. And Fridays are the days of the week that we get to share key observations from the Word of God together. So let's get started today. You know, while reading Matthew's Gospel, I came across a very brief story, literally four verses, found in chapter 8 starting in verse 1. And Jesus had just concluded his famous Sermon on the Mount, and he's coming down from the mountain when a leper came to him. And he kneels in front of Jesus and he says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Now, most Bibles include a footnote behind the term leper, indicating that this was a term used for a wide array of skin diseases, which resulted in separation from the at-large community, quarantine, so to speak. Also included no worship at the temple. And needless to say, people with skin diseases in Jesus' day, they were in a bad way. And so the leper in our story, he sets his sight on Jesus and he waits for the right moment. And then he addresses Jesus as Lord and then follows it up with, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Now, what's noteworthy to me is that word willing. And note what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, "If you're able, you can make me clean." And what was so interesting to me when I read these four verses, it's not Jesus' ability that the leper calls into question, but his character. He questions Jesus' character by doubting, by wondering if Jesus was willing to reach out and physically touch him. And to that, Matthew informs us in verse 3 that Jesus says, "I will be clean." And then the scripture says, "And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed." Boom. End of story. And as we close the book on another year and enter into 2020, I wonder if you or someone you know is calling into question Jesus' character like the leper in Matthew chapter 8. I don't know, maybe because of sin in your life, you feel like you had to keep a safe distance from Jesus. That he's the Holy Son of God and perhaps unwilling to be around you in your sin. Well, let me say this, friend, you couldn't be more wrong about Jesus' character if that's what you believe. You know, the same Jesus that said to the leper, "Sure, I'm willing," and reached out and touched him, is waiting to reach out to you. So don't think that your sin will contaminate him, or that you should quarantine yourself from him or from other believers until you get your act together. And if you believe that your sin intimidates Jesus, then I hope today's story will be used by Jesus to convince you that you couldn't be more wrong about his character. I suggest reading Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4 for yourself, and then ask Jesus if he's willing to forgive you of any sin and wrongdoing in your life. And I bet you'll hear him say, just like the leper in our story, "Absolutely, I'm willing. Why don't you bring it all right here to me?" So as usual, we'll close in prayer today, and the Drivecast today, it may or it may not be applicable to you directly. And if not, maybe you know somebody that's distanced themselves from Jesus and is dealing with the shame and the guilt of sin. And if you know someone in that situation, let's just pray for them right now. If you want to pray with me, you could just pray something like this. "Jesus, I have a friend, family member, or coworker, classmate that's in a rough patch right now. They desperately need your healing touch. Show me, Lord. Use me to encourage them, not to shy away from you, but to ask you for help and forgiveness because of your character. Amen." So, I want to say thanks to all of you who listen to our LifePoint Drivecast so faithfully, and I'd like to wish all of you a safe and a happy new year, and remember to do your best to worship with us in person at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. And this is Pastor Jeff saying so long.